You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From Washington to Hollywood and right back to Wisconsin, it's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. Connecting the dots on the stories shaping our world with smart takes, sharp humor, and plenty of personality.
You know, I really expected more professional behavior from you.
It's news and culture without the noise.
Yeah, I'm on!
Here's Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach.
Dude!
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Friday, everybody. Let's rejoice. The weekend is here. You made it. But before we let you go into that weekend, we got a really fun show tonight. So very glad you're here. I am Pete Schwabe coming to you live from Northeast Wisconsin in the greater Marinette area. Marinette proper, as it were. And coming to you live from just down the coast in Racine at Radio Park is Mr. Greg Bach. Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good afternoon. Good Friday. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the weekend.
Tis a glorious
day. I don't know why my voice went that level, but that's fine. It's like, yeah, I love it. I love Fridays. I love the weekend. I love Thursday evening too. It's just great.
Yeah,
it's just great.
Same.
It's just great. I'm at the point now where I even get excited for Wednesday night
because
Thursday's tomorrow.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
It's Sunday afternoon, Monday and Tuesday that suck really when it comes down.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. I actually don't mind Sundays either, but
I don't either. Honestly, it's fine.
And you know what? Even Monday has its quality.
But Tuesday, you are in the box for good, baby.
You are dead to me, Tuesday. Forget about it. Dom Lee is coming to us live from Madison tonight. Folks, we are the Yotter Hay Triangle. If you're watching the broadcast on the stream at Facebook, YouTube, or X Twitter, you can see what we mean. We are arranged triangularly with Dom, at least on the bottom of the triangle, in my view here. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, too. It's the same thing. Yeah. It's a Friday. It's just a wonderful day. It's not actually in Madison. It's kind of rainy a little bit, but I kind of liked it. It was nice, calm, got some work done. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go.
Dude, that's fantastic.
Go, the show just started, man.
I'm ready to stay. How about that? I'm ready to stay.
Oh, stick around for a little while.
Please. And a big hello to Daniel Berry Sports Highlights 5851. I'm just going to say the whole name because he's on the live stream right now while we're streaming. So hello to you, Daniel Berry's Sports Highlights 5851.
It is great to see you, Daniel, and have you with us, as always, watching over the stream. That is his choice to tune into Nightlight. But however you're joining us and wherever you're joining us from, welcome. We have a great show tonight, folks. You know, I meant to, Brent Davey is here tonight, Greg. Mm-hmm. You know who he is?
I do, yes, indeed, because I read my...
Because he's on the show.
Prep pack.
This guy, he joins us at 5:35. He's actually our second guest tonight, but he's joining us in our typical guest slot at 5:35. He is a descendant of Davy Crockett, as I understand it.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow.
And he's here to talk to us tonight about movies, and specifically, he has a connection to the Alamo, too, he'll tell us all about, but there are Alamo movie houses. I think you told us a while back that those actually started in New York and not Austin, Texas, or
I have no idea. Okay. I've only been to one in DC. It was nice. My sister-in-law is a huge fan of them all. She, you know, DC, LA, now she lives in Atlanta. But yeah, I mean, I've heard nothing but great things about it. But he'll be here talking about his very specific request he has for the company.
Absolutely. And he, you know, there are some issues, but we'll get into it and we'll have a nice movie talk with Brent. That'll be great. But joining us just briefly beforehand at 5:20 is our pal Norm Kopeski. He's going to make one more push because he has this great event called Smoke on the Fox coming up Monday night.
Yeah.
And for a great cause. All the proceeds go to veterans, and I just can't speak highly enough of this this annual event they have. I think it's in its third year. Norm will join us. He is also a sponsor of the show, Appleton Cigar. We love when Norm joins us. And then in hour number two, ladies and gentlemen, we will have, it's Friday, casual Friday, right?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah. Friday's here and the week's in the rear view. Whether you're still on the clock or already mentally checked out, Pete and Greg are here for you. So kick back and grab something to snack on. It's casual Friday with Pete and Greg.
Yes, it is.
I was It is definitely Casual Friday because I completely mentally checked out on our Casual Friday music. So, but, you know, better late than never. It is Casual Friday. And that means, that can mean, well, a few things. But specifically, in hour number two, I get excited about a Dom quiz. Mm. Dom is going to give us a quiz tonight in hour number two. You're all welcome to play along. We've had people play along in the past, and it's so much fun. John Murray, I'm pointing at you, and a few others, too. But feel free to join us. Dom, tell the people tonight what this Dom quiz encompasses on this Friday night.
Yeah, it's going to be another multiple-choice true-false quiz. You guys are going up against each other again. Right now, I gotta give it, it's 5-2, all right? Pete has 5, Greg has 2, and there's 2 ties. So, Greg, this is your chance. It's called Whole Truth. It's a donut quiz. It's National Donut Day. So I decided to pertain it to donuts. And that's what it is.
I think it's great that they have their own day. Yeah. It's high time.
They deserve it.
Pete has 5 wins. Greg, you have 2. It's your chance to what?
To come back. To face the mountain of Pete.
Okay.
Listen.
Never
mind.
No. No.
Dom somehow made that even weirder.
Let's not say that ever again.
I think just talking about donuts is fun, guys. I try not to eat them, but on the weekends, I will say I usually have a donut or two on one of the weekend mornings, and I dive in, and it's fun. So it'll be fun to talk about donuts on National Donut Day and maybe even celebrate our favorite donut eater, or my favorite donut eater, at least, Homer Simpson. So we can...
You really love the Simpsons.
Donuts.
You really love The Simpsons, don't you?
Dude, I love The Simpsons.
You've been bringing them up a lot lately. Like, peppering references into the show, like, quite a bit. I didn't realize how big of a fan you are.
Big time fan. And my pal Mike Siegel got me into it. The first episode I saw was the monorail episode.
No, I mean, that's like the pinnacle episode.
It's fantastic.
Conan O'Brien written, Leonard Nimoy.
He did write that. You're right.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, that's the one. Like, when people talk about like top 5 episodes, that's usually number 1 or 2.
Conan also wrote the one where Homer goes back to college, which where he keeps, you know, all of his knowledge of college is like from movies, and he keeps calling the dean the crusty old dean, and the dean's like, hey, if you guys ever want to swing by, play bass. Like, he couldn't be a cooler guy, you know. So anyway, but we'll do that in hour number two. We've got lots of fun stuff to get to tonight, and I will say, Greg, you sent me this thing today about Bruce Springsteen. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that. It was Aaron Lewis, I believe.
Yeah, the lead singer of Stained, you know, he's a real cool guy. If you don't know, okay, so Stained is a band that came out in the early 2000s, discovered and fostered by Fred Durst of Limp Bizkit. Had a couple of really big hits. It's Been a While is their biggest hit, and he decided to go solo many years ago, and he is now an ultra right-wing singer-songwriter. Like, he is unapologetic in his stance politically. It's almost to the point where it feels like it's pandering, because like his songs are like, you know, he's got an American flag tattoo on his bicep, and he talks about living in the country and all this. And like, it's fine. Like, write the songs that are your heart. I'm not getting I'm not upset about that. But now he's out there.
What happened?
The comment got posted on the, I don't know what happened there. But now he's like, he's just been a guy who has been on the very right wing of music and art and whatnot. And he always like, he tried to uses his platform to whine and moan about many things. And now he's realizing after what now, Pete, 42 years this album came out, that the song Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen has lyrics. Who knew? Who knew?
I think most people were clued into the idea that that was, you know, he was taking a shot at the war. Like everybody, you know, it was 10 years later, but, you know, certainly that's what a lot of rock and rollers do. A lot of artists do. But I love that when people that get ticked off about that, when they find out, it's like, do you ever listen to, like when they say Springsteen doesn't like Trump or the right wing? Okay, that's fine. But have you listened to his lyrics? Springsteen has always been a champion of the working man. And unions have disappeared since the late 80s. He's been singing about that, the working man. I don't know what people have an issue with when it comes to that. I know he criticizes certain political candidates. Okay, he's entitled to do that. But if you don't like his lyrics, I don't get that, you know.
Well, after 4 decades, if you don't know what that song's about, that's on you, dude. This article in ultimateclassicrock.com is titled "Aaron Lewis Says Bruce Springsteen Quote Duped Us All with This Song." We knew about this back when it came out, but also Ronald Reagan used it as a song, and politicians continue to use this tune. And he says, "Please don't play this song. You didn't ask permission." And Ronald Reagan used it and didn't understand the irony of the bombast and pomposity of the song, like with the E Street Band, but what the lyrics were really about, because they just thought, oh, Born in the USA with a big band, here we go. And he's like, you didn't read the lyrics, did you? And so we're right. I mean, this happens all the time. But the fact that this guy who, are you serious? He duped us? What are this, the 1940s?
There's no duping. The lyrics weren't code.
He's a flim-flam, I tell you. He's bamboozled us. He's hornswoggled us all into thinking that he's a man who loves America. Ha!
He duped us into me never reading the lyrics. Okay, that's fair. I had a brother at Khe San fighting off the Viet Cong. They're still there. He's all gone. Dude, the lyrics are amazing in that song, too.
You don't have to also be a deep poet to understand what he's trying to say. Like, the fact that you don't understand and you don't realize until now, dude, that says more about you and your songwriting. But whatever. It's totally. That one was just, I saw that immediately. I sent it to you. I'm like, you got it. Because I know how much you love Springsteen. I'm like, and it made you laugh. And I knew it would. So,
yeah, it gave me a chuckle on the treadmill. Yeah. So thank you for sending that. But hey,
no problem.
We have got, we got to get to some business here, folks. We have our contest information coming your way. Get your phones ready. Get the Civic Media app ready, because it is our Accelerate Your Summer Multi-State Text to Win contest. And you must have the app to play. I'm sure y'all have it anyway, but if you don't, download that quickly. You have this hour to play, because I'm about to give you the key word. Our daily prizes are $100 a day and a Wisconsin Dells prize package. You can't beat that. And then also, just by playing, taking part, you make yourself eligible for the grand prize, which is a $250 grocery card and a $250 gas card.
Nice.
How do you like that, Dom?
I love it. Especially, oh, Dom, gas card. I can't.
You got the timpani ready?
Yes.
We have timpani music?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right, here is this hour's keyword, folks, in our Accelerate Your Summer Multi-State Text to Win contest. Ocean. O-C-E-A-N, ocean. O-C-E-A-N, ocean. I had to think about that for a moment, but I got nailed it.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one, because you're like, you think you know how to spell it, and you're like,
It's so easy, but the microphones are on. And Greg, tell people how they can get an extra shot to win.
Oh, simple. Just go enter in right now, put in the keyword. Ocean, O-C-E-A-N. I did it. And then if you get a message back from us, you will be able to get an extra entry by maybe signing up for the newsletter or following us on social media. You get it one time during the entire cycle, not every single time you enter. But if you get that message, follow through and get that extra entry for your chance to win.
Outstanding. Good luck, everybody. And I think without further ado, before we bring our pal Norm Kopeski on from Appleton Cigar, we should get to our Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
All right, we're going to get to this quickly because we have to get to a break, folks. Sorry about that. But tonight's question, Alex, I'll explain where it came from after the break. But I saw this on Yahoo News, and CEOs are even acknowledging people are running out of money. So our question of the night is, when you're low on dough, what's the first thing to go? What don't you spend money on, folks? Let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. And we'll repeat the question of the hour, or of the night, I should say, when we come back after this very short break. Don't go anywhere, folks. It's Nightlight with Pete and Greg on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Well, that just makes me happy. Excellent tunage, Dom. Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach, folks. Happy Friday. It is great to have you here. Just because we were kind of rushed, I'll repeat the question of the night, and it is, when you are low on dough, what's the first thing to go? What's the first thing you don't spend money on?
Yeah.
And I saw this because in Yahoo News, there were some CEOs that are even acknowledging people don't have any money.
Yep.
The economy is starting to, you know, it's not very good. So my question is, what do you give up? what is the first thing that goes from your budget? I say pay bills, but
I was going to say the same thing. Amazing.
No.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
All right. Greg and I are in cahoots, but think about that. Text us 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app, or if you're watching the radio on the stream, drop us a stream comment. And we will give you the keyword, too, in just a few minutes again for our Accelerate Your Summer Multi-State Text-to-Win Contest. Hope everyone's having fun with that. Right now, I'm very excited to welcome back to Nightlight. He was here a couple weeks ago. We thought we'd invite him back on and make one last push because he's got a really great event for an excellent cause. And he's just a swell guy all around. And full disclaimer, he is one of our Nightlight sponsors. And we love when he comes on the show, especially to talk about such a great cause. Mr. Norm Kopeski. Hey, buddy.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Welcome back, sir. How are you doing tonight?
Outstanding. I'm on the phone with you guys.
Oh, look at that. Look at that talker right there.
He doesn't even have to do that. He's just being a sport. So
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Hey, Norm.
Fox Valley's favorite bartender.
What's that? What did he say?
Fox Valley's favorite bartender.
There you go.
Look at
that.
You
got to know how to smooth your clients.
There you go.
Well, speaking of that, Norm, I love this event you do. I believe it's the third annual Smoke on the Fox at the Lion's Tail Brewery. Tell people about it. Give us a thumbnail. And then also, if they can still get tickets, which go to such a great cause, tell us where they can do that.
Yeah, so if you go to our website at appletoncigar.com, there's a link in the on the webpage that takes you to buy tickets. And that ticket for $200, that'll get you a bag of cigars that is worth probably close to $400. You'll get to meet most of our vendors that we rep at the store. And they'll have additional gifts, and then there's raffle prizes. We're going to do a 50-50 raffle for Box City's Veterans Council, in addition to the proceeds from our event goes to them. And they do a ton of work. Tim Cody, who you've had on the show,
they do
a ton of work housing our veterans, the ones that are at risk, struggling with injuries from war and some PTSD type stuff going on. We just want to take care of those guys. They do so much for our country, and this is just the way that we can give back as good civilians, good citizens.
Great.
Yeah, absolutely. Love it. And as you said, there's going to be vendors there, but it's going to be cigars. There's going to be food. There's going to be everything going on. What else can people expect when they come to the event, just coming in and having a good time?
Yeah, so we're going to have some local, like Wisconsin-based distilleries that are going to be repping some of their products, J. Henry Bourbon, Old Station 31 out of Dale, Wisconsin. That's a newer distillery that's cranking up and putting out some nice products. Ledge Rock out of the Fond du Lac area is coming up with some of their stuff. Mm. And then Lion's Tail is a craft brew shop, anywhere from IPAs to seasonal, Oktoberfest, different stuff like that they have going on. You'll be able to run through their portfolio if you got enough time and liver stamina. There's all kinds of great stuff going on.
Yeah.
And here's what I love about this event too. Like, $200 may sound like a lot, but it's really not when you figure out or when you realize where the proceeds go and what you get. Like you said, Norm, like basically $400 worth of cigars alone just from that entrance fee. And sometimes you go to events where it's like, all right, I'm going to stomach this because it's for a good cause. This is a fun event that also goes for a good cause. So it's like win-win. You're going to have a cigar cutter too there, correct?
Yeah, so one of our new brands to the lounge is a company called La Galera, and one of their corsadors, that's a fancy word for cigar roller in the Wisconsin lexicon, is he's going to be coming up and he's going to be doing some fresh cigars. He's going to be rolling those and kind of demonstrating what goes into that process. And he's going to be rolling cigars and handing them out until his tobacco runs out.
Wow. That would be a very, very good time. We only have about another minute left. Is there any last things we want people to know before they go to look for tickets to get themselves prepared to come out? But anything else you want to tell them?
We are extending our early bird ticket price right up to day of the event. So if you don't have time to get online and register, just show up at Lion's Tail starting about 6 o'clock. and we're making some extra cigar bags, and you just pay the cash price then and come on into the event, and we're going to try to show you a good time.
Wonderful.
That is fantastic. And I'll tell you, folks, even if you don't smoke cigars, just watch a cigar being rolled, smell a cigar. They smell amazing. And definitely check this out. Norm, tell Tim Cody I said hello, and best of luck. I hope you raise a ton of cash for people who certainly deserve it. So thank you for all you do on behalf of veterans and for all you do on behalf of Nightlight, my friend. It's great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you guys. Thanks so much for your time.
No problem, man. Have a great weekend.
Check out Appleton Cigar. That's Norm Kopesky, co-owner, and check out Smoke on the Fox. It is Monday night. You know, I just realized while I was talking to Norm, they have these poker nights, mm-hmm. and Smoke on the Fox. It was on a weeknight last year, too. I'd have to take a vacation day to go to this, but I really want to check it out. Like, I'd love to go to one of their poker nights.
Live show.
Yeah. That's broadcast live from the poker room.
Hey, he's got 2 fours. That's cool.
All right, folks. This hour's keyword in our Accelerate Your Summer Multi-State Text to Win contest is Ocean, O-C-E-A-N, Ocean. Text that in, and you're eligible to win our fantastic prizes. When we come back, Brent Davey will be here. We'll be talking about movie theaters. And should you be allowed to be on your cell phone? I don't know. No. We'll discuss. It's Nightlight with Pete and Greg. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach. Coming to you live on the Civic Media Network, I am broadcasting from beautiful northeast Wisconsin in Christmas City, USA, a.k.a. Marinette. And joining me just down the coast of beautiful Lake Michigan is Greg Bach, coming to you live from Radio Park, and Dom Lee holding down the fort at Civic Media headquarters in Madison. We are the Yotter Hay Triangle. And ladies and gentlemen, this is movies are kind of in my blood. That's my background, my biz, if you will, in addition to radio. I have a true passion for movies, as do a lot of us. I know Greg and Dom both do, too. But this next gentleman writes about movies, and he has a special connection to a certain movie theater that he also has some issues with. He's a culture critic, and he's here to talk about phones in movie theaters, among a few other things. It is my pleasure to welcome Mr. Brent Davey. Hey, Brent, how are you?
Hey, Pete. How's it going?
It's going great. Say hello to Greg Bach and Dom as well.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Britt, it's great to have you. You've carved out a very unique, I love that your title, culture critic. I would kill to be a culture critic, but I'm not very critical and I'm not very cultured. Yeah. What's that, Greg?
I criticize culture all the time.
That's true.
It's a broad category in politics, civics, I mean, everything. Yeah. Film, music, yeah.
Just a license to criticize. It's fantastic.
License to write. Speak your mind.
So I'm trying to figure out where to jump in here. You have a great background and past. Tell us about, let's start with the Alamo movie houses. These are movie theaters that I believe were the first that you could order food and booze in. I love the concept. I used to go to them when I was working the road, and they're just great. But you kind of have an issue. You started a petition. Tell us what's going on with Alamo. Tell us about your connection to Alamo theaters and then what you're trying to do.
Sure. I've been going to Alamo Draft House for probably 10 years, 2 or 3 times a week. Just as a film fan, I've worked on some films and I critique films, and I watch a lot of movies because I love them. They're probably the best thing in the world, like you, Pete. And let's see. Well, after the pandemic, you know, all the theaters were having problems. Nobody was going to the theaters till Top Gun, Maverick. Mm-hmm. And that kind of broke the spell. But Alamo Drafthouse Cinemas were sort of a legendary, iconic brand in that they were a culture hub. I mean, they tapped into the zeitgeist, and it was really cinephiles and film freaks. I mean, you got cosplay all the time. They had an exceptional loyalty program that almost felt like it was a film club as much as it was a loyalty program, because they would do VIP screenings. I mean, it was a cultural hub. And after the pandemic, Alamo was in bankruptcy, and venture capital came in. Altamont Venture Capital saved them from bankruptcy, but they also put in their guy, CEO Michael Kusterman, who just started squeezing all the life out of it. You know, that's what the venture capital guys seem to do. It's like
it's the bottom line. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a trend. So they went to mobile ordering. For the longest time, Alamo was no talking, no texting, watch the movie. Mm-hmm. If there's somebody causing a ruckus, whispering, using their phone with the glare, you know, distracting you, they're just out. I mean, it's no questions asked. Usher, you know, no, it's zero tolerance. And now Alamo has completely 180'd on their brand promise and wants you to order food on your phone during the movie. It's got everybody upset.
Terrible.
It's just got Elijah Wood is tweeting about it now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's huge. So I started a change.org petition. I am connected to the Alamo, the real one. That
the non-movie one.
The non-movie one.
Yeah. I remember that place.
Yes. Oh, good. Thank you. Somebody does. I am an indirect descendant of Davy Crockett. So as a film critic and an indirect descendant of Davy Crockett, when I go to the Alamo, they already know who I am. You know, I kind of expect the same courtesy of the cinema that's named after my great, great, great granduncle's battlefield grave.
And that's so cool.
Yeah, I want them to like respect the sanctity of the screening and honor their original mission to provide a distraction-free screening environment.
Now, what kind of support have you been hearing? I mean, you've spoken about Elijah Wood getting out there, but like, what mm-hmm. other support have you gotten from folks on this matter? As far as like, you know, I saw an article. We talked about this topic about a month or a month and a half ago, mm-hmm. and you know, it seemed like it came not out of nowhere. And it doesn't surprise me when a venture capital group buys something up, they want to start like finding all of the whatever right. they need to do. But like, what are you hearing from the people out there? I mean, I see a lot of names on the change.org site, but what are you hearing specifically from folks with regard to these changes that have been implemented?
Longtime fans don't like it in general. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have 10,000 signatories on the petition drive.
Oh, nice.
Social media blew up, Reddit blew up. That's where I started kind of reaching out to people and being like, this can't be for real, you know? Yeah. They invested so much money in their pre-shows where celebrities would come on and warn, no talking, no texting. And then all of a sudden, they've just thrown all that out the window. And we've got the Austin Film Critics Association came out condemning the move. Lots of filmmakers don't want their screenings with, you know, that they're going to go to for like a premiere or a Q&A screening. Mm-hmm. They don't want people whirling away on their phones yeah. during their movie. So it's really undermined the brand's value as a cultural hub and a prestige exhibition venue, which is astonishing because Sony recently bought Alamo Drafthouse from Altamont, which came in and saved it. So Altamont is done, but their guy is still the CEO, and Sony looks like it's continuing to degrade the Cinephiles theater. There's no sign of them really changing course. Every time somebody presses a corporate rep in mainstream journalism, you know, they're just like, oh, we're happy with the move. Yeah. We're getting lots of positive feedback, but where is it? It's not online.
From my underlings.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Look at all these anonymous comments here on this thing. You don't know who Big Bike Rider 68 is. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Our guest is Brent Davy. He is a writer and a culture critic. I almost forgot my true love in life is to be a culture critic. He joins us now to talk about his relative Davy Crockett and his connection to the Alamo and all kinds of fun stuff. You know, I have to say, Brent, when this all started, not when it started, but when I became hip to the whole, you can buy your ticket ahead of time, like at the Cinerama Dome or these big theaters, and mm-hmm. it's a little more, but you don't have to rush to get there. And people that are there are true movie fans. They will mm-hmm. pay a little extra not to have kids talking and horsing around or whatever. And you just mentioned the CEO. You know, it's all about the bottom line, but if people stop going, that affects the bottom line too. Where's the disconnect? Like, Could you see this being reversed if your petition is successful? And when will you know the petition is successful?
Well, I am not really holding out hope that Sony's going to change course. We're actually just looking for other options at this point while we're making our objection. Wow. You know, I don't really think that they're going to change course. I mean, they have all the money in the world, and I feel like they would have changed course when the Austin Film Critics Association condemned the move 2 months ago. That was probably the biggest blow, that film critics are going to stop reviewing movies there. So it completely destroyed the brand's exhibitionary value. And we're looking at other alternatives. We're going to Violet Crown. We're going to Austin Film Society. You know, we're just finding other cultural hubs.
Has Alamo Drafthouse, as far as like the choice of films, waned at all? Are they still showing movies that cinephiles would really like? And has that quality changed, or has it just been the change to now people are required to order on their phones for their food and drink?
There's been a lot of quality changes. I would say that the programming is still good. They're still screening good movies, but the food has become more expensive while the portions have become smaller. They've consolidated the concierge role, the host role, and the runner role into one role. And so service is just, it's bottom of the barrel. It's never been this bad. And the several locations have been unionized recently. So Alamo and Sony have implemented this against the objections of organized labor. And it's taking jobs. It's making the cinema experience worse. It's damaging the brand. It is the most, I mean, I'm a business guy, like, you know, at my core. And I just think that we're going to study this. It is a boneheaded move from the cinephiles' perspective as much as business. Like, why would you buy this legendary brand and just squeeze all that value out of it and throw it in the trash can?
That's what venture capitalists do. They squeeze it for its last dollar, and then they pick it apart and they sell it for pieces, or they just close it down. They've gotten everything. I mean, that's their MO. They do this with companies all the time. They buy companies, they consolidate, shrink, fire, make it less and less. And then when they can't get another, you know, it's kind of like from the movie Goodfellas, when they can't get another loan from the bank, when they can't squeeze any more credit, they just sell it for parts and it's gone.
Right. It's they don't care about building anything, it feels like. It's just they're in the commodity space. So it doesn't really matter to them. But there are at least 10,000 people that it does matter to. I feel like it's a lot more than that out there. We're losing something special here in Austin. It was a big deal, especially in Austin, the birthplace of Alamo Drafthouse.
Yeah, it's too bad. It's kind of like Nike saying the swoosh is too expensive. We're going to do away with the swoosh. Well, then you're just another movie theater. I also read in the article that they dropped the checks at inopportune times, like during the climb. And Greg and I both have stand-up comedy in our backgrounds. The worst time of the show is when the waitress would drop the checks right at your big punchline or your climax, you know.
Right now, the big problem is you're working on a mobile app, putting in your credit card number in the dark. It's madness. I mean, I don't understand how they did not beta test the user experience, or they did not care for one. That's what Elijah Wood was complaining about the other day.
Go ahead, Greg.
I was going to say, is this something we can talk about on the other side of the break too, with regard to the lack of forward thinking on this one too, because that part of it just kind of blows my mind. It doesn't make sense. So
I have a question for you too, Brent, about an article I read that you wrote about One Battle After Another. So if we have a couple extra minutes, we'll get into that as well. Just a reminder, folks, our keyword this hour in our Accelerate Your Summer Multi-State Text to Win contest is Ocean, O-C-E-A-N, O-C-E-A-N, Ocean. Text that in only on the app, and you're eligible for $100 cash and a little prize package to the Wisconsin Dells, and playing automatically enrolls you for the grand prize, which is a $250 gas card and a $250 grocery card. All great stuff. So glad you're here, folks. We are talking movies with our pal Brent Davey. We are coming right back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. Folks, you have about 8 minutes, if that, to get in the keyword for our Accelerate Your Summer multi-state text-to-win contest. This hour's keyword is ocean, O-C-E-A-N, ocean. Text that in on the app and on the app only. And I hope you all win. I wish that were possible, but good luck, everybody. We are talking to our guest, Brent Davey, who is a film critic and a culture critic. He's just a critical guy, but his criticism is well-placed because we're talking about movie theaters that used to go there and they respected movies, and now you get to order food on your cell phones and people have their cell phones out. You can't play the accordion anymore during a movie. It's all going to pot. So Brent is here and I'm going to throw to my pal Greg because I have an off topic question for Brent. Not really off topic, but I know Greg wants to follow up with what we're talking about here.
Well, what one of the concerns about the Alamo Drafthouse essentially making you order on your phone is that I know that the CEO said something to the effect of, well, people are doing it anyways. This is where the world we live in. People are on their phone. So it's not that big of a change and people are getting used to it. But really, when it comes down to it, it's not so much. It's not even I can't remember if it was you or somebody in the article we read that it's not so much even about the ordering. It's the fact that when folks have to go back on their phone to do something, then they start checking notifications and it doesn't become about the actual experience of whether you're paying or not. It's about, oh, I've got an email here. I've got a text message. And then all of a sudden they're on their phone for a few minutes and it strays off and it becomes a distraction. What is the response from folks like yourself when the CEO says, well, it's just a part of life and that's who we are, so kind of deal with it?
Well, the phone-free environment of a screening is magical these days, because where else can you go where you just have an awesome excuse to tune out, suspend disbelief, like have this intense relationship with one screen and not three for an hour and a half to 2.5 hours to three maybe. And just like really, really tune out the entire world. And you don't get to do that very often. I feel like the expectation, it's a user expectation now to use your phone. And I don't want to, because I don't want to get that. I don't want to get caught in the phone rabbit hole. Yeah. You know, I really like the sanctuary of just being like, screw everything. I've got a movie.
Yeah.
Work can wait.
It's so funny because I do that too. I'm as guilty of that as anybody. I'll open up Instagram to see something my son or daughter posted. And then before I know it, I've got 18 reels in front of me. I click on 80 of those and I'm like, what the hell was I trying to do here? Like your brain just turns to mush and you don't want that when you're watching a movie. Speaking of movies, Brent, you wrote a great article about the film One Battle After Another. It was from last year, but I really enjoyed the read. Can you tell us your take on that movie? It was very unique.
Oh, absolutely. I every now and then I'll review a movie from a perspective that nobody else has done. And this was, I have not seen anybody else come at this movie from this angle. One Battle After Another was either panned from one political party or celebrated from another political party. And I tried to my best to objectively review it from what's happening on the screen and in the script and cinematically, artistically, knowing how Paul Thomas Anderson's awesomely complex mind works. I don't think he came at it from a political position, really. I feel like it was a satire on our current times and the extreme bipolarization of both sides, because on one side, in One Battle After Another, you've got a paramilitant, you know, lawless army that's half stoner comedy. They're all stoners. They're kinky. They're crazy. They're murderous. They're bank robbers. They're not likable. You know, they're certainly not heroes. And on the other side, you've got the worst villain since Kubrick's General Ripper. You know, I mean, he's a madman. He's willing to kill his own daughter, like, to prove that he's not racist. Like, it's insane stuff. It is absolutely ludicrous political satire, but it's cinematically beautiful. And in the middle of it, or you've got this buddy comedy with Sensei. And oh my God, it's just, there's so much depth in this film. I'm wild about it. And I do believe it was best picture.
It was such a great article. Check it out if you can, folks. I agree with you because I said to a lot of friends of mine, they said, well, they really ripped the right. I'm like, they ripped the left too. Mm-hmm. Tana Taylor's a terrible mother and yes. a horrible paramilitary compadre. You know what I mean?
Right.
And the stereotypes were funny. Like the long hairs couldn't get it together and the crazy racists were doing this. And it was, I loved it. I loved your write-up on it. It was outstanding.
I truly enjoy when neither side can understand, be self-referential or self-effacing, and they don't understand the irony. And they're like, aha, check out what they did. Like, they did it to both of you. They really did it to both right. of you. And the fact that you don't know that, gee, that's bad.
right. Yeah, great stuff. Well, hey, listen, this was really fun, Brent. Thank you for being here tonight. And I wish you luck with your petition. I hope you can save movie theaters. Go ahead. We got a text.
We got a message on the live stream right here. Noble, we'll call them Noble, says, we need more Brents in the world. There you
He's
go.
Only one.
That's a pretty unique name. Thank you for the text, Noble. And we agree. Thank you so much, Brent. Keep up the great work. And please come back sometime.
Will do. Thank you.
Okay. Right. That's Brent Davey, folks. Check out his work. Just Google him. He's the only Brent. It's probably going to come up on Google. And he does great work. And he writes about a wide array of things. He's a culture critic, Greg.
That's right.
That's right.
First of his kind. First of his name.
That's right. All right. When we come back, folks, in hour number two, Dom is going to give us a donut quiz. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
You thought the conversation was deep in hour one. Wait till hour two starts. And then we're going to read some of your texts. And real quick, you got less than a minute. Ocean, O-C-E-A-N, Ocean, text that in on the app. And our question of the night is, when you're low on dough, what is the first to go? What don't you buy? So answer the question of the night. We'll read those after the news. We are coming right back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.